Arcata's public safety committee is being discontinued, but other ways to address crime and policing issues are available and being planned, possibly including a police oversight committee. At its April 1st meeting, the city council introduced an ordinance to discontinue the committee. A task force was created in 2016 in the wake of community concern over an attack on a 12-year-old girl near Arcata Elementary School. The task force evolved into the Public Safety Committee, which began meeting in 2019. It was tasked with reviewing public safety issues and needs and making recommendations to council. But Police Chief Chris Ortega said over time, participation in the committee tapered off, and its last meeting was in April of 2023. All 7 membership slots on the committee are now vacant. And Ortega said issues are being addressed through other means.
The work that the committee was originally intended to support is continuing through other established channels. Public safety issues are actively being addressed through regular city council meetings where the council receives public input, as well as through ongoing engagement between the police department, community members, the city manager, and city staff. Some examples include the relationships that APD has established and the regular meetings that take place with community stakeholders. Some of those stakeholders include downtown business owners and the Arcata Chamber of Commerce, religious groups, Cal Poly's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Centro del Pueblo, Arcata House Partnership, and Humboldt County Behavioral Health, as well as any individual resident who wants to address public safety concerns with the Chief of Police. In addition, APD has reinvested in the Arcata Community Outreach Team to enhance alternate response strategies and community engagement, including adding dedicated positions and leadership that's focused on expanding outreach and seeking that public input.
Ortega stressed that, quote, this action is not removing a functioning body. But the need for public feedback on policing and safety issues was emphasized during a public comment period. And Councilmember Sarah Schaefer said the council will soon consider creation of a police oversight committee.
This wasn't a police oversight committee. It truly wasn't when it was functioning at its core of like what true police oversight is. They weren't reviewing cases. They weren't reviewing police conduct. They were mostly just making recommendations on various pet projects in the community or needs that they saw or heard about from the public. But I think we've talked about this at previous goal setting meetings, and we have our goal setting coming up. And so I really think that, you know, if we want to explore the idea of what like true police oversight looks like, or, you know, we've talked about ideas of like having a police chief's council of different, you know, local community groups and community individuals that can provide kind of feedback on policing and process and kind of really get into that community policing element that I think this originally came out of. And so I think, you know, it could be brought about in a more thoughtful way than the current committee that we have. And so I just, you know, think that if that's the direction that we want to go, that's something that can be talked about at goal setting and something that we can work on in a more thoughtful way.
Arcata Mayor Kimberly White said the Public Safety Committee, quote, has not been effective and lacks applicants. She added there are and can be more effective ways.
Moving forward, I think that we can continue to provide clear and focus ways as brought up by Chief Ortega and other council members for the public to bring forward safety concerns. As pointed out by one of our public commenters, city council meetings, the public comment remains a consistent place to raise broader safety concerns. Of course, we have our traffic safety committee for traffic related issues like speeding, crossings, road safety, et cetera. And of course, there is that direct communication with staff, our city manager's office, through the city manager's office or the various individual departments accordingly. And then of course, we have the city reporting tools. You can get online, you can call, you can submit your concerns, you can get follow-up, and we can do periodic community forums.
The council unanimously voted to introduce the ordinance to dissolve the committee, and it will get final approval at a near future meeting. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.